Well, welcome back. It is the second act, if you will, of the podcast. The main trip is in the books. A little bit of background. I didn't want it to be a point of conversation, but it has to be now because of numerous failures. Not long ago at the Camper and RV show in January, Pooh Bear and I ran into a pal of ours who sells RVs. And he goes, I want you to look at this RV. And I go, okay. And I look at it and I go, I love this RV. Let's see if we can put something together. And we sat down, we did the math, and I go, hey, that looks good. I'll trade in the one I have, and that'll be great. So it's a step up. It's an upgrade. It's bigger and better and stronger and nicer. And I'm like, holy shit, this is awesome. So I didn't want to like make that a point to discuss that. I kept that kind of low key. But now it has to be talked about because of how much of a pile of shit this is. Literally everything, well, not everything. You wouldn't believe all of the shit that has gone on wrong with this fucking dumpster fire motorhome. It's an absolute pile of shit. And every day on the trip, there was something wrong happening. Even before the trip, things were going south on it. Oh my God. Back up before the trip. Turn on the generator. You know, it's got like a generator so you can power the inside of the coach so that your guests might be comfortable. Like you flip on the air. You can put the coffee maker on. It's fucking great. That stopped working. At the same time, when you're driving, the in-dash air conditioner, that stopped working. We take it to my dad's house for Father's Day. The whole family, you know, our little shish kebab extravaganza. We brought the RV. Generator goes, AC in the dash goes. It was the hottest day. It was about 95 degrees out that day. Holy shit, it was so bad. I take the thing in to get serviced. The generator, and he goes, okay, yeah, the fuel pump is destroyed and the carburetor had to be replaced. And I go, I've never used it. This is brand new. How can that possibly fucking be? He goes, I don't know. The guy who fixed it isn't affiliated with the RV dealership. It's Cummins. You know, they make those diesel-powered engines and generators. All right, so that now it's fixed. Okay, great. Fast forward to yesterday. I stop in a Walmart parking lot for wrapping up the first day of our journey. Actually, this would be Saturday night. It's 11 o'clock at night. I've driven for 15 hours. I drove all the way from Acadia National Park to Erie, Pennsylvania. I drove 812 miles in that time. And we stopped, maybe let the dog out, pee. There was some massive traffic jams in Massachusetts. But I logged 812 hours. By comparison, the average over-the-road trucker, about 450 a day. I put in 812 fucking miles. Lay my head down at 10:30 at night. I'm going to get up at 7 p.m. I've got another 422 miles to go. So I've eaten up roughly two-thirds of the mileage. And that was by design. I didn't want to spend the whole goddamn trip driving on the last day. Bob says, why would you stop in Erie? Honestly, because there's a Walmart there. Walmarts allow trucks, buses, RVs to park in their parking lot and go to bed. So literally, I pull over, turn the generator on, put the AC on, jump in the bed, let's go nighty-night. Right about the time that I'm falling asleep, the air conditioning stops running. The generator is fucked again. It shot. It blew up again. Those two moments are the pieces of bread in this shit sandwich. It's all bad. In between then, there were numerous problems. David says, wouldn't it be shorter to go through Canada? Correct. 200 miles shorter. However, there's risk involved going through Canada. Okay? I don't trust borders. I don't like the idea of all of that shit getting all the way there, and then they go, turn around, no way. I'm not doing that. Okay. What else went wrong? You won't believe this. It got so bad that I had a conversation with the dealer and the guy who sold it to me. And I'm like, I can't believe this. I go, the anxiety I have when I'm coming in from, like, we'll go into the national park to get a hike in. I'm driving back and I'm like, I'm concerned about whether or not it's going to be burning when I get there. Here's the big problems. When you're driving, and let's say you have the AC on and people are in the back, like just kind of like whatever the fuck you do while you're killing time while I'm driving my ass off, it starts raining. The rain starts pouring through the air conditioner. So it's like it's leaking everywhere. And then all that rain gets in the fucking ceiling of the RV and damages that and goes into the light fixtures and destroys the goddamn lights. Every time anybody goes number two in the toilet, it remember I was bitching about Pooh Bear having to stick her hand in there? We finally figured out to use a plunger. But every time someone takes a dump, you got to use a goddamn plunger. You know how many times I needed to use a plunger on my old RV? Zero. Zero. In 7 years, zero times. Anything that looks to be like a drawer, it's shit. You put clothes in a drawer and then you open the drawer, you take the clothes out. The bottom of the drawer is broken out. You take a shower. Water leaks out of the shower and runs down the... It's like a river. So much went wrong with this goddamn thing. And so today, I get to take it back to where I got it and say, all right, fix it. And they will. Even if I didn't get that monster... You pay more for like a warranty, you know? If you ever decide to buy something like this, always buy the warranty. Chris talks about a mold factor on the ceiling. Oh, yeah, I know. I said to him, I go, look, can you just take it back? Give me my money back and start over. Unfortunately, blah, 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 blah. We got to get you back. And they're like deflecting. And I'm like, well, okay. Now at this point, all right. Now I'm worried about them. Okay, go ahead, fix it. But then this being a lifelong problem for the duration of this thing. My God, what a nightmare. It really affected the trip because, you know, I didn't want, Bob says, was this RV built by Boeing? There were numerous other problems. Let's see. Oh, so the, you know, you have like the generator and there's an exhaust pipe for the generator separate from the exhaust pipe from the motor. Yeah, keep the get the fumes out. And so there's like a hanger attached to that exhaust pipe, which gets attached to the frame to keep that, you know, it's to support the exhaust pipe. And I'm putting gas in it. This is on the day out there. And I noticed that it's moving, the exhaust pipe. And I go, what, that should be secured. And I look underneath it, and there's three of these hangers. Two of them are not attached. I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. Twice I had to go into Walmart to buy tools to do my own repairs on these fucking things. So I reattached one of the hangers just so that it would be secured when I'm driving. Just my luck. I mean, if I didn't notice that, what if that fucking exhaust pipe comes loose and fills the goddamn coach with fumes? Nick says, motorhomes are money pits. Got to go pick up a fifth wheel. You know, I had great luck with our first motorhome. Nothing but great things. So, I mean, I guess it can be. This is not going to be a money pit for me, other than just taking it back and saying, fuck you, fix it. Chris says, I can just see Easy acting like Winnebago Man in it. Love Winnebago Man. Kenny says, aren't you glad you didn't take the job selling these things? Well, here's the thing. I'm guessing this is just one. I just got a lemon. Okay? An absolute lemon. There was even a point when I noticed, I was like, the seat, the seat you, when I'm sitting in, when I'm driving it, it felt like it was moving. So I go, this is before we were moving. This is yesterday. And it's first thing in the morning. And I look under the seat, and there's a nut on the floor underneath it that's supposed to be screwed on to a bolt. And that's the reason why the goddamn, somehow the fucking bolt came loose. It's like, how the fuck, if you tighten it, it's not coming loose. How does that happen? Who's the asshole? And the thing about it is the RV company or the place that I bought it, they go, well, you got to understand, when these are made, all these different entities, all these parts are, and then they're, it's all assembled finally at the plant. And it's just, I'm like, yeah, you know what? I don't buy that. I don't buy that at all. You have to have at least one guy who's doing quality control on, I mean, I could see missing a loose bolt or two. Okay. But the fucking toilet, the shower, the generator. There's even these things in this thing. Like when you park, you hit a button and these jacks come down. They're stands. They're to balance the RV. Okay, so, and level it out. They're called levelers. So if you're kind of like akimbo or tilted one way, you never want that. You want it to be flat as can fucking be. So you hit this fucking button and these things come down and they sense if it's off and raise it a little bit on one side, lower it on the other, maybe a little bit here, there, fine tune. Okay, level. Done. All right. They're awesome. I used it one time. I'm in Maine. I hit the goddamn button. It says error, malfunction, service needed. Jesus. We've got a joke repeat. As Patrick says, it's almost as if Boeing made your RV. Yes, still a good joke. Second time it was said, you may have missed that. That's okay. Tyler says, you're lucky the steering wheel didn't come off when you were driving. I've never experienced. Now I have to. Today I go back. Today, I have to take it back. And we're all on the same page. So I begin this process. I'm so despondent You know, I was really, really stoked about doing this and having this thing. It's really, it looked to be a fantastic coach. I will say this, the motor, the drivetrain, the chassis, all that shit, no problems. The motor is a goddamn beast. Holy shit. We were going over the mountains because you have to travel over. I don't know what the fuck, if it's the Catskills or the Poconos or whatever the fuck. And holy shit. When this thing drops down a gear from sixth to fifth to fourth, this thing roars. And it just hauls ass, man. Oh my God, it's so much power. I think it's turning like 450 horsepower at 4,000 RPMs. Some of you know what that means. I don't even know what that means. All I know is I was passing people like they were standing still in that fucking thing. And I drove it real careful on the way out. And the way home, I didn't give a shit. I just wanted to get home. So I'm busting out. I'm north of 70 miles. I'm passing people in the RV. David asks a great question, which I did look up. Does the Lemon Law apply to RVs? And the answer is no, it does not. There are things in place to protect the consumer, which I am looking into it. I think this is now my second round of getting repairs done on the goddamn thing. But I'm not comfortable at all. I am, and it really took the wind out of my sails on this trip because we had a great time otherwise. And I'm going to tell these people that, say, you know, you got to understand where my mind is here. This is what happened. This is what you guys did with this, selling me this. And I even wrote, I go, this is the fucking Ford Focus of RVs. That's what this is. That's what you've sold me. Nick with pushes auto level button. It flips onto its side. He also adds, time to hit that fucker with some Jewish lightning. The problem is, I won't get my money back if it gets struck by Jewish lightning. So that's a big pain in the ass. I wish that wasn't the first thing that I talked about from my trip. By the way, I drove through a lot of towns where you are in. I drove through Buffalo, Chris. I was in Maine, of course. I thought about all of you as I drove by waving. Waving, you know. The interesting thing about that community in Acadia National Park, Maine, the amount of roadside lobster stands. This is the equivalent of McDonald's. You walk up to the window, you place your order. Now, if you want lobster here where I live, you are going to a nice restaurant. If you want lobster in Maine or any of the surrounding areas where they have an abundance of lobster, you just walk up to one of these shacks on the side of the road. They open a window. Someone says, yeah, what do you want? And you place your order. And then you're served in a styrofoam container with utensils in a little baggie with a napkin in it. And it's a spoon fork. It's a spork. And that's it. And then it costs you like $200. I'm not lying. Well, it wasn't quite that much, but I ordered, okay, I had a small container of lobster bisque. I had 3 lobster tacos. Pooh Bear had lobster nachos, which are a thing. Minus tip, and I gave 20%. because I guess that's just the nice way to do it. $112 minus 20% tip. So 112 plus, I should say. So whatever that is. 112, so that would be 12 times 2. So an additional $24 for the tip. I paid north of $124 for a small bowl of soup, 3 tacos, and nachos. Nick writes, that seems like the 3 worst ways to enjoy lobster. Yeah, I could understand that. Now, I could have ordered, it's served like the whole fucking bug is delivered to you and you crack the shells and you could do that. I don't know what that would cost. It just said market price. We went to the same place twice. The first time I was there, I ordered fried scallops, and they were huge. Scallops, so about 6-7 scallops, and French fries was $30. I don't even know. No one ordered a whole lobster from our group. But I don't even know how much that would have cost. I'm not sure how it works in Maine. But, like, for this lobster shack that we went to, the guy who owns it, he goes out in the water, and he's got the traps, and he catches his own lobster. Now, I don't know if it's as simple as just go catch it and then sell it, and then you make 100% profit minus your expenses for getting out on the water. There's got to be some type of licensing involved, you know? The state needs to get that fucking money. Because if it's just go out and if he catches 100 lobsters and then he sells 100 lobsters at however much per lobster, holy shit, I want to get a goddamn roadside lobster shack. I talked to the lady who owns the place. She was sweeping the floor. I went in. They got all these tanks full of lobsters. And the reason why I don't eat lobster where they just take it and you grab it out of there and you throw it in the pot and boil it is I don't like them looking at me. Okay? It's intact. I can eat it. There's an extra step that I don't want to deal with that. I'm just not comfortable with it. You know? But a lot of people like to, and then they'll, you know, eat the tail and eat the fucking shells. Not the shells, the pinchers, the claws. And then I said to him, I go, how many lobsters do you sell a day? And she goes, 400 to 500 in the busy season. 400 to 500 a day they move. And there's literally dozens of these roadside lobster shacks everywhere. And she goes, you know what else we got? Because there's all these tanks full of, and they have to be very... They don't just throw them in water. It's got to be oxygen pumped in, all sorts of shit. They got to make sure the lobsters don't hurt each other. They got rubber bands on their pinchers and shit. She goes, see what we got over there? And you look in one tank, and it's a blue lobster. I go, wow. I go, is anybody eating that? She goes, no. No, that's a rarity. He's been there for 2 years. My husband caught him. And I'm like, this is fucking sad. Okay? That poor lobster's just been sitting there for 2 fucking years. I wonder if they can think, if they have emotions. You know, some creatures, they just rely on chemical pheromones and instincts and nervous impulses. I wonder if they are like, God damn it, this sucks. I look and there's a blue lobster. And she goes, 1 in 2 billion. That's the odds of catching a blue lobster. And I go, I didn't even know there was such thing as a blue lobster. And he's right there. I'm looking right at him. It's a blue lobster. So then I felt like shit about all that. And I got the fuck out of there. And I went around to the front and ordered the lobster bisque and the lobster tacos. And Nick, I'm telling you, that food was great. I'm glad I paid for it. It was worth it. It's part of the experience. It's so goddamn good. But the amount of money changing hands, and you cannot find a single fast food joint. It's like Big Lobster has been able to keep them away. You don't see one till you're like 30 miles down the road. And in between the ocean and that McDonald's is probably 100 fucking stands. My God, was that incredible. We went whale watching. I posted this on Facebook. It was incredible. I should probably bust that out and share that with you. There's the Kelly Cheese butt pick. Okay. This is whale watching. There's sound on this. Hold on a second here. Because you can hear them actually.
You really see them coming up at the surface.
Did you hear that? Sorry, it's so small.
Here comes one dive down. Beautiful look at that float. Here comes the second whale. Let's see if it will also give us such a good look. And there we go. Wow.
Okay, and that wasn't just one time. For like an hour. We're in this big-ass boat. And they just are kind of circling around these enormous humpback whales. And so just a little bit, just so you know, they can't breathe underwater. I know that sounds ridiculous to some of you who are well aware, but remember the old land mammal, a dolphin? I know it sounds ridiculous, but they breathe like you and I. These mammals, dolphin, whale, they can't breathe water, okay? They have to, you know, come up, blow it out the blowhole, hold their breath, and then they go down and eat the fish. And they can stay down for 5, 10, 15 minutes, sometimes longer, depending on the whale. So we're sitting there in the boat, and then the whale does what I just showed you, and then they go down, and then you don't know where they're going to be, all right? And so then you're kind of like waiting. And then when they're about to come up, the water starts to kind of bubble and it gets really flat. If there was any type of waves or anything, because it was a really calm day to begin with. So you can really tell when they're about to come up. And so right fucking to the side of the boat, this big fucking whale emerges and he goes and he blows it out the blowhole. And then it immediately smells like shit. Now, what has happened there is he's cleared out all the stuff in his lungs. It's basically whale lung booger has flown through the air. And everyone's like, fuck, God damn it. That's horrible. And then you heard that lady announcing, she goes, "And whatever you do, don't lick your lips." And then you hear, "Oh my God!" Some people had. You can taste the lung jizz on your mouth. It's now on you. And there's people who are like, and I didn't. I had water, put water in my hands, washed my fucking face. Wow. To get out there, we had to go, it was kind of weird. As we're taking off from the dock, there's 400 fucking people in this boat, and a boat moves really fast. Well, it feels like you're doing 1,000 miles an hour, but it's about 32 miles an hour. This boat is huge. I was talking to the first mate. I go, "How big is the gas tank?" He goes, "We have two. Each of them are 2,000 gallons. And I'm like, "Jesus Christ. A lot of gas. That's a lot of expense to keep this thing rolling. I hope you don't have to fill up every single time you go. How do you make any fucking money? That's $16,000 for fuel. Maybe more if it's wreck fuel. Probably is. They go, there's two feeding grounds. We get out to the first one. It's 30 miles out. It took a while to get out there. People are barfing. People have, there's like seasick. And there's puke bags everywhere. And sure enough, they're being used. I was eating. I was like, give me a goddamn, because there's a concession. Say, like, give me a pretzel. Tyler says, I can't imagine filling up on some roadside lobster, then following that up with the decadence of whale lung splooge. Takes forever to get out there. We are just to the south of Nova Scotia. Like, if you were to picture where Canada, where the Titanic sank in the North Atlantic, we're 100 miles from that. All right? That's how far out we are. It might be a little more than that, actually. Anyway, 30 miles out, no whales. All right, we're going to go over to the other feeding area. That's another 20 miles away. Like, oh, God damn it. We're in Canadian water at this point. We're not even in the U.S. We finally discover the whales. We see all the whales. We see sharks. We see dolphins. The sharks come up, and then the dolphins jump up with them. It was fucking incredible. Then we get all done after an hour looking at whales. It was time to go home. It's going to be another hour and 45 minutes back. Like, oh, my God. Now, that's tough for me. That's where the ADHD is like, what am I going to do? I am trapped here for an hour and 45 minutes. So I walked everywhere on that boat. I tried to get into the engine room. I was just talking with various people who worked there, getting more information, trying to do anything to pass the time. But I'm sure as shit not going to sit there. That was tough for me. There's no doubt. Hey, everybody, Joe Pellizzi, to talk about one of my amazing partners, Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile's done it right, you know. If you're like a sucker who's trapped paying tons of money to big wireless, it's time to end that cycle. You see, with big wireless, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. I've seen this happen so many times, especially with Pooh Bear, when she breaks her phone and gets a new one. Oh, yeah, it's only going to cost me this much. And get home, and it's a complete disaster. I need, a personal loan to pay the bill. With Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Okay. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans. I do this, and you should too. My bill went from astronomical to $15 a month for my phone. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. The game is up for Big Wireless. We are on to you. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Zane. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower over 40 gig on unlimited plan, but you'll be fine. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Ladies and gentlemen, your old pal EZ with a few words about my latest and greatest partner, Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. My goodness. Prize Picks, what I love is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports, and all you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Check this out. 1-1 Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in the month of September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Also, good news, Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in most states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy so that your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. If your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, your picks are still alive. How about this for a lineup? Tyreek Hill for more than 90 receiving yards. Dak Prescott for more than 263 passing yards. Josh Allen for less than 240 passing yards. And CeeDee Lamb for more than 96 receiving yards. Then you watch, you root, you have fun. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code Eric Zane and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code Eric Zane, of course, on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game. All right. Hiking. We hiked our asses off. But I saved the day because we did this one hike to the top of this mountain, and we had to hike with the dog in a backpack. Jackie's dog, Cece, can't leave her alone, so they got an actual dog backpack. And so we take turns hauling the dog up. She's a Frenchie. And so we start to walk, and it's a hot-ass day. And we get, as we're going up the mountain, it turns into all sun. And the dog immediately starts roasting. We're 1 mile into a 3 mile uphill hike. And the first mile we did in 37 minutes. We take a break after 1 mile. And I go, you know what? Your dog, this is not good. This dog cannot be in the sun for this long. I've seen dogs when they get a heat stroke. That happened to Daisy. I go, "You, that can kill your dog. I'm just telling you. I don't think we should go. I don't want to, let me take her back to the car and you guys can finish the hike. You sure?" I go, "Absolutely." I mean, I go, "Frankly, I'm just asking. I'm going to do it otherwise." So I put the dog on my back, walked all the way back. Now, that turned out to be a good thing. More on that in a bit. But this dog is extremely reactionary. Like if it sees another dog, it goes nuts. Crazy. It can't even see another dog. Our plan was whenever we walk with the dog, Cece has to have her eyes covered. Okay? Maureen says, "Oh my gosh, Cece was so damn cute in that backpack." Oh God, now I got to get the pics. You're right. She was cute. Give me a second. Give me a second. I will share these with you. Come on. Where? Okay, there's a lot of pics. Oh, my God. We took so many pictures. Okay. That's the view. That's the hike, 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 hike. Jackie, 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 Jackie. Hike, 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 hike. Where's the goddamn dog? Where's the goddamn dog? Come on. How many did you have to post every picture, Jacqueline? Okay, that's Cece. Cece, 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 Cece. Where? Okay. The dog in the backpack. There she is. That's Cece. Now picture me with the dog. I'm walking back to the car. Now, if I see another dog, that's not good. On the trail, I see another dog. She's behind me. I can't, and it's all happening very, very fast. Now, she's known to stick her head out from behind me. The guy's getting close, and I'm just kind of standing there, not moving, like, and I'm not lying. She's like Tasmanian devil. She sees the dog, and immediately, she starts squirming and clawing me, and she's getting out. She's getting out. Now, if she gets out, she's going to bite me. I should back up. The guy had walked past. And then he noticed the dog. So he let his dog, like, look at Cece. Now, I should have said, hey, I got a reactionary dog. I'm going to, you know, but I didn't say anything. I just was like, maybe I can keep her looking the other direction. That didn't work. And then the guy stops. And Cece's climbing out of the back of this thing. And I go, 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 go to this dude. And he takes off. And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. It was so bad. So bad. Holy shit. That dog cannot see another dog. It's something happened to her when she was in years past. I have no idea what the fuck. Oh, it was nuts. I ended up getting her back to the car. And then my job was to just drive around, keep the dog cool, which I was. That worked out. And then go pick them up. Before I went to go pick them up, because they got off the trail at another spot. They went over the mountain to the other side. So I had to drive around and pick them up. And I could see where they were on the Find My app, and they were texting me. So it was all cool. Before that, though, I had to take a leak. So I left Cece in the car, and I just walked up the trail like 30 feet. I'm covered by woods. I'm going to take a leak. Sure enough, as I'm taking a leak, you know who's coming down the mountain? The fucking guy with his dog again. I'm like, oh, shit. So I put my dick back. And because if she sees the dog, it's going to happen all over again. So I wasn't even done peeing. I put my dick back and jumped in the car and took off like a bat out of hell. The hike itself was grueling. I missed out on a nightmare because Pooh Bear made it up okay, but when you're coming down, it's even more difficult because you're constantly braking to keep from falling. And it's steep, and her muscles aren't working anymore, and she's complaining, and it's painful for her. It was horrible. And then Jackie makes the comment, you should work out more. Oh, no. You should get in better shape, Mom. So that's in the car, and I'm in the front seat with Justin. Pooh Bear's getting her feelings hurt, and I go, I don't know about that. Back when I was doing those Ironmans, these mountains would kick my ass, so I don't think it has anything to do. It's not true at all. They didn't kick my ass. She's right. I just wouldn't have said it. Who the fuck says that? Bar Harbor, Maine. This went exactly as I thought it was going to go. Absolute shit. Every time someone says, oh my God, you gotta see, insert tourist trap here. Times Square, Hollywood Walk of Fame, Fisherman's Wharf, you name it, it's shit. I had a family member say, oh my God, when you go to Maine, it's so beautiful. Wait until you see Bar Harbor, Maine. Picture Main Street, USA, capable of probably 11 cars an hour with 90 million cars on it. People walking down the street everywhere you turn. And then if you're on foot, you walk into a store and they sell like artisan soap and, wood carvings. Maybe some crystals. local author's haunted hotspots book and other assorted shit. Upon leaving that store, you can go into the next store that sells all the same shit. Hey, who wouldn't want an Acadia t-shirt in every single store? It's Mackinac Island minus the smell and horses. That's all it is. It's an, if you ever like to go to national parks and you go to Acadia, there's plenty to see, plenty to hike, plenty to do. Whale watching, yes, thumbs up. That was great. Even the trip out and back, it was worth it. Hiking, great. Love it. Bar Harbor. Okay, there was a fire in Bar Harbor, Maine in 1947 that basically destroyed the town. I'm hoping that it happens again. And then I talked to my family member who knew I was going there. And on the way back, I get a phone call. What did you think of Bar Harbor? And I'm like, what am I missing here? What's going on here? I don't know what was worse. Bar Harbor. No, I can't even compare all of this shit with the RV to Bar Harbor. Bar Harbor was much worse. So bad. All in all, I give but every time I go on a trip like this, there's a tourist catastrophe. Tennessee is Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge. I usually don't even go to those fucking places. I just go on hikes. You can go, if you want, you can go and exist in the national park and just bring your groceries. You don't even have to see a tourist. Of course, all of that. And then Friday, Freebeer posting the new beat-off material made for an eventful time. I will say, outside of the catastrophe with the RV, it was an excellent time, and I highly recommend it. Just stay away from Bar Harbor. There's something you can do, though, that I wanted to try. The tide comes in, and then when the tide goes out, is what's left are clams and oysters, and people go and they hunt those. I wanted to do that just to see what that was like. They like are hunting for pearls and shit. Tyler says, it sounds like the type of town that would have a sign saying, welcome to Bar Harbor, hometown of Stephen King's brother. God damn. All right. Let's see, am I forgetting anything? Met a lot of nice people. Yeah, I got nothing. I think I've done the review as best I can. That is my 100% honest review of the time away. At the end, I got a little homesick missing my dogs. When I talked about this on the radio today, Nick says, I'm following along on Google Maps. That town looks awful. Yeah, it's a pile of shit. Don't let anybody tell you it's good. What the fuck was I going to say? Shit, I was going to go somewhere and I got... Once I get distracted, I'm fucked. All right. Anyway, thank you so much for being part of the show today. I've got a lot more to talk about, but I know what it was. When you come back from a time away, the merge into the routine period is difficult. It isn't so much difficult today. It was yesterday. I just felt so out of sorts. I was exhausted, first of all, because I didn't sleep the night before because of the problems with the RV. But my God, the whole, okay, got to get back into it. Time to re-enter civilization. But now I've already feel better. But last night was rough. Major anxiety about this. I don't know why. I mean, how could that possibly be? What is there to be anxious about, you idiot? All right. Thank you to Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance. Frank wants to help you get life insurance, and you should. If you don't have life insurance, I don't know what you're waiting for, especially if you have a family. For just a handful of dollars every month, you can have your life insured so that in case the unlikely event of something untimely happens to you, your family is not in the lurch. This is an absolute mandatory thing. It isn't a luxury. It's something that you have to have. It's my job to make sure that you're aware of this. Insure your life today. Frank can help you with that. All you need to do is go to buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com to get started. When it comes to getting your vehicle repaired, I trust Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. 616-532-6600. That's 616-532-6600. Early bird drop-off, late bird pickup. They have loaner cars available. ervines.com. That is ervines.com. Joe Martinez from A&E Heating and Cooling. I have another story coming up about an HVAC specialist in the news in South Carolina who was no doubt one of the dumbest people that has ever been doing HVAC ever. Okay? Because I don't think Joe Martinez would do what this idiot did. Anyway, if you need any help with maybe an AC install, AC tune-up, or your equipment's just screwed up, reach out to Joe at 616-516-8579 today. Congrats to my daughter, Jackie, and Justin. While we were traveling, their bid was accepted on a home, and they have Mario Flores to thank. They talked to me about getting a mortgage. I go, well, the philosophy nowadays with Mario is buy now, refinance later. It's done. The bid was accepted. They're homeowners now. All they got to do is close. I'm excited for them. 231-332-6505. Add Jackie and Justin to the list of satisfied, amazed customers with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. 231-332-6505. Again, buy now, refinance later. TC Paintball invites you to check them out. TCPaintballGR.com. Book an event today with TC Paintball. Kids in the neighborhood, workplace team building, bachelor party, you name it. TCPaintballGR.com has you covered. Fully stocked pro shop available for you. Book an event today with TC Paintball. And finally, when it comes to pool supplies, pool service, anything, reach out to Jeremy Out the Door from Jenison Pool and Spa Depot, 616-457-0500. That's 616-457-0500. 457-0500 today. All right. Let's see. I've got so many windows open. I don't even know what story I have to share with you. Okay. All right. The video that I have, I'm going to share with you, is of a dude who is doing a happy dance for the 4th of July. And I love this guy's spirit. He's dressed like Uncle Sam. He's got red, white, and blue sneakers on. Red, white, and blue coveralls. Red, white, and blue American flag short sleeve shirt. And Uncle Sam Stars and Stripes top hat. That's 41-year-old Alan Ray McGrew from South Carolina. Let me introduce you to him. I'll share this image with you.
These were the final moments before 41.
Oh. I may have revealed something about Alan Ray McGrew there that I didn't mean to. Hopefully he didn't catch it. He's celebrating the 4th of July by doing this fun dance. In the background, you see like some fireworks smoking. Alan Ray McGrew, while doing this dance, then grabbed a mortar and he put it on top of that top hat there. The next thing you know, he has no head. I am not kidding you. It actually blew his head off. He was completely shit-faced.
These were the final moments before 41-year-old Alan Ray McGrew from South Carolina lost his life. According to sources, Alan dressed up as Uncle Sam to celebrate the 4th of July and was putting on a fireworks show for his neighbors. During the show, he placed a lit firework on top of the hat he was wearing, and moments later, the firework exploded, causing his instant death. Alan's wife, Paige McGrew, told the police she believes he put the firework on his hat to impress the neighbors and that he was also drunk at that time.
He's also drunk. He was hammered. Boy, he just looks dumb here. I mean, look at his face. He looks like he could try to run Ottawa County. My God. Nick asks, is he okay? The Magic Misfit writes, we did some dumb shit with mortars back in the day, but it was usually just throwing them. Oh, yeah. Jeremy writes, back up, back up. What you doing, Tare? Maureen says he looks even more dumb without his head. Holy shit. Raise your hand if you would watch the video. I would absolutely watch that video. According to witnesses, he lit the mortar and people were like, come on, don't. And then it just exploded. I thought he was just showboating before he set it on the ground, his wife told the Post and Courier. I didn't realize he had already lit it. Local newspaper covered the event. A good neighbor's bad decision. Somerville man dies after placing firework on his head. I mean, honestly, if that happens, how do you mourn something as fucked up as that? I mean, I can't even begin to fathom I think I would be equally sad, embarrassed, and pissed off. Okay? Nick says, with a closed casket for sure. Yeah, I don't know if I could, I could actually be sad. I think that the stages of grief would be rewritten to like, if I'm like, let's say Pooh Bear dresses up like Uncle Sam and blows her head off. Chris says, I would be angry nobody stopped him. Yeah, they probably are well aware of how stupid he must be. I mean, I would be so pissed, I'd flip the goddamn casket over. Okay? All right? And grab the what's left of him and just like throw it out into the crowd and say, you bury him. No casket. I would absolutely desecrate the corpse. Jeremy says, how long until the cartel starts using this method? Exactly. Man. Well, every year there's a story like this. Last year at this time, the one was in Holland, right by here. The cul-de-sac, all the activity was going on. People were lighting off the fucking fireworks. And some asshole brought out a cannon. And it was the type of cannon that you'd put like on your front lawn, decorative. And he put like one of these mortar shells in it. And all it did was blew up the cannon. And so all the shrapnel went flying and it hit some mom and killed her. Jesus, fuck. 1 year ago. I don't buy fireworks because I'm an adult. So I don't want anything to do with them. I don't want to waste the money. I don't want to waste the time. I don't want to get my fucking hand blown off. And they suck. Okay. You ever go hang out with somebody like Charity Scam Mike does this? He'll buy these fireworks and they go up in the air and they blow up and they suck comparatively to when you actually watch professionals do it. It's like, I'm more excited when I look at them like the Macy's fucking fireworks in New York City or whatever the fuck they are on my phone than watching your shit. Fuck your fucking fireworks. The only benefit of fireworks is that dumb people are killed. Of course, there's a side effect to that. This poor lady died. She wasn't doing anything to anybody. So that's kind of like a wash. And it raises a ton of money for the state. And one less idiot to deal with this fucking moron. Jesus Christ, I'd be so pissed off. That is so dumb. All right. Piano Finger Banger says, unpopular opinion, fireworks should be banned. Well, I don't know about that. Why? Because they're dangerous? Well, then why aren't we banning the riding a motorcycle without a helmet on? You can't do that. I know. We got to have these fireworks. And I think they need to be more devastating. Like if you know, like everywhere you go at this time of year, every block and a half, there's another tent with selling fireworks and some shady fuck working there. They should sell actual dynamite and claymore mines, howitzer shells. Absolutely. No, we're not taking away the fireworks. It's a stupid opinion. What about cigarettes, too? Those kill people all the goddamn time. It's a cost of doing business. Dead mom, dead Uncle Sam, that's it. That's just the way it is. Maureen says, I hate what fireworks do to animals. Yeah, I know. I don't like it either. But it's still worth it. Their uncomfortableness for one night is worth the millions of dollars that the state generates. Piano Finger Banger says, what do you mean, why? Besides being fucking dangerous, they're terrible for wildlife, veterans with PTSD, noise pollution, environmental pollution. They're the goddamn worst. Okay. All right. Those are all valid points. Yes, all those things are not good. Are they noisy? Yes. Veterans with PTSD? Yes, it fucks them up. Is it bad for the environment? Absolutely. Are they bad for wildlife? Yes. Are they dangerous? Yes. Crestvac says also fires. That's six things. Fires. Random people dying. Seven horrible things. I agree with you. All valid. But when you weigh out all of those on one side and all of this money on the other, the scales tip dramatically why they need to be legal. So I say yes to more fireworks and more death. Nick says they annoy boomers, so completely worth it. Jeremy says, it's been like 6 days. I'd love to get a good night's sleep. Now, fuck your sleep. Fuck you. You stupid pussy. Shut the fuck up. Asshole of the daytime. Who is it going to be? Is it going to be Uncle Sam dead guy? Is it going to be grumpy fireworks fuck? Anti-fireworks fuck? Is it free beer? Hold on. That's all true. We could have any one of those. Who is your suggestion for asshole of the day? Piano finger, finger banger says, God, everybody's trying to get a hold of me. Asshole of the day, all pro fireworks people. No, fuck you. How about Jackie for the maybe you should work out more comment? Vote for Greg. Asshole of the day, your RV. Kelly's juicy ass. Uncle Sam guy. I'm going with Uncle Sam guy. What a fucking moron. His family's so much better off without his stupid ass around. He was only 41, too. He looked like he was 71. Fuck that guy. Uncle Sam guy is your asshole of the day today. As always, you've been an amazing audience. I can't thank you. Well, I can thank you enough. I'm thanking you. I'll talk to you later. We've got a Patreon coming up. Have a good one, folks. Bye-bye.